And I would like to use Hidden Step on myself. And I'm going to say, I am going to lead the way. If you guys can stay behind as we open up through new doors, that way we kind of know what we're getting into. I would rather them not see anything at all at first, okay?
Great plan.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to look to Chaplain Big. I'm not very stealthy or quiet.
Yeah,
you might have
tell.
To lead my way.
Okay.
Be my eyes in places okay. I cannot reach.
So if you put your hands forward in like a little crook and then you use your tiptoes, I've seen it on like TV and I think that that's important. So let's just tiptoe, okay?
Perfect.
As there's tiptoeing.
Yeah, I was going to say, so I'm invisible. First. I opened up that room door
to the
see it. Yeah, my thought is that I will at least walk into it to see if anything's there. And then I'll just like, whisper back to everybody like, okay, let's go, right? So do I see anything threatening in the hallway?
In the hallway, you see something that Talroth would remember, a large hole in the center of this hallway. The faint green glowing light seems to be pulsating below this hole.
The Iker is pointing this down to the basement. That hole seems like a pretty direct path to get there.
Do we dare move down that way?
I've got a room.
Tie a knot.
I won't have any checks for going down here. If you want,
is it sketch,
like,
guys? Should we do it?
If you'd like to jump down, you are welcome.
I lay
jump
on
down.
My stomach
like see in there.
And hope nobody steps on me and like peek my head down as far as I can to see if I can like see anything down there. I'll use a D8. 13.
13. Nice. You are peering down. There's a lot of information in this room, just
all
by the
right.
way. You see a huge Iker wall right underneath that you're peering down, and the glowing green light seems to be coming from six separate machines in this room. However, you would need to get further inside if you would like me to convey more information. Chai, you would recognize that there are six individuals in these machines.
Okay, I'm going to convey that to everybody. And also, like, yeah, I was going to say, like, have everybody be really quiet. And just, there are people down there. And machines. And a lot of Iker. I'm not sure what to do.
All I know is, if we're following this path of where the Iker leads us, I don't know what we'll find.
Does the hole look passable?
Yeah, you can totally jump down this hole. Like, it is 10 feet across.
How far is it down?
About 10 feet down.
Should I go first? They won't be able to see
Perhaps
me.
Me and Chap should go first, with him being an actual Bad Infinium member.
I think Chai
should start.
Then you.
You follow.
Okay. I got this.
I'll guide Chai once more.
Thank you, Talroth. Okay, and I will hang from my fingers from the wall and then drop down as quietly as I can.
Yeah.
Can I do
roll
the help action
from the ceiling
as
yes.
well to like lower you a little further?
Yes, absolutely. So roll me a stealth check with advantage
and
guidance.
Okay. Well,
rolling
I got a 19 on my first roll,
oh,
but
wow.
I still roll
oh.
twice.
Yeah, you get a roll twice.
Nat 20.
10. So 19 plus whatever my
stealth
yeah. is, which is 0. So 19.
19. Ooh, wonderful. Right. You enter into this room silently. The air hangs heavy. You recall this sickly sweet scent of decay, the smell of rotting meat and fruit. Every surface in this room is coated in viscous substance, the dark hue shimmering of the Iker. Rows of Iker vats line this lower chamber underneath this room, bubbling and seething with unearthly energy. Within the depths of these cases are strange forms that are beginning to take shape, coalescing into grotesque monstrosities born from this foul liquid. You look at the edge of the chamber and see that these six containers that are teeming with these newly writhing creatures as their forms are still taking shape as they're emerging from this Iker. You approach closer to these.
Yeah.
So as you approach closer, the first one that you are going to see that's directly in front of you, you see a nearly perfect form of Talroth.
I knew it.
I didn't know it.
And across...
But I'm going to claim I knew it.
And there is a huge ichor vat at the end of this room, similar to the cage that you saw in the Pinkerton Manor, but it is absolutely filled with ichor, and you see drips coming from above of ichor that is being funneled into this vat. Roll me a luck check, Chai.
Okay. What am I going to do? You guys are just like...
We're just hanging out.
We'll watch for you.
I'm invisible. I'm quiet. I can't get back up there. 14.
With a 14, you hear softly a whimper.
I'm so sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Okay, dude, can I just tell you what my like knee-jerk reaction is right now?
Yeah.
I want the Zelda power. What's it
ascension.
Called? I want ascension.
I ascend.
I ascend back to the upper level. I tell everybody what's going on, and we're good. I have zero desire to set off any of the people who are like roaming around down here. So do I see any way out of here? My thought is to possibly get out of here and find everybody.
There's the hole in the ceiling that you could...
Any other doors?
There are no other doors.
You just dropped her down there. We're like, good luck. Good luck.
This room is completely enclosed. Ichor covers every single surface other than the floor that is strictly made of concrete.
Okay. New plan. I follow the whimper. Can I find Delry? Assuming it's Delry.
I'd like to lower Chap.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, shh, secret spy. Are you ready? And I'm going to start lowering him. Just enough that he can keep an eye on Chap.
I also have Finn. I can just send him.
I mean, on Chap.
If anybody wants. I could have done that before we did any of it. I just thought about it.
Roll me a stealth check for Chap.
Keep an eye on Chai. Tell us if she needs anything.
Super spy.
I think we're about to call. I think we're about to start
combat. I'll lower you down.
Yeah, as you're lowering him down, he literally starts singing the...
That's your one.
Da, 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 da. As you're lowering him down, and
I would say with
Chap being lowered.
Oh, man. I think with Chap starting to make noise...
You notice the Talroth inside of this cage look over at you with... anger in its eyes.
Okay. At me? Invisible?
At Chap.
Oh. Okay, wait. How big is this room?
This room is the entirety of the underneath of the red herring fishery.
Oh, it's huge.
It is huge.
Is, like, I'm near-ish to Delry. I assume I'm near-ish to the hole.
Yes.
Right?
And then
are the six beings that are around, like...
They're about 30 feet away from
you.
The closest one's 30 feet, and then the next closest one's about 60 and then 90.
I cast Silence.
Yeah.
Is it going to cover all of us?
Yes.
Okay. Drops my invisibility. Silence.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to find Delry and, like, walk up to him and give him the most... motherly looking comfort I can give him as a giant fur bulk that he's never seen before.
Chap is lowered down into your silence, and he looks up at you and puts a finger up to his lips and mouths the word quiet. We're being super spies, but you can't hear him. On this wall that you have just lowered into is where you heard the voice of this whimper, and it's completely covered in thick ichor.
Oh, that's where the voice is coming
that's
from.
That's behind this wall.
I want to go down there.
Yeah?
Guys.
I'm invisible. So I'm going to walk back to just stand beneath the hole so you guys can see me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to wave you down and give the quiet finger.
Yeah, I think Javi will just jump.
Yeah. You guys are all able to make it into this room, and you notice what Chai did. This room that's filled with... Ichor and six chambers.
Yes,
Reaper clone Talroth is looking at us.
Reaper clone Talroth is looking
at us.
He's trapped.
Yeah. But he's trapped in this case. Yep.
First, I look over at Talroth to see... I look over at Talroth to see his reaction to seeing the Ichor Talroth.
Which I'll just be staring at. Is it obvious that he's made of something different than I am, or does it actually just look like me?
He is made of this ichorous substance, but you can only... tell that by the way that there is a pipe that is feeding into his case.
Okay. Secondary question. Does he seem angry at us, or...
He was angry at the sound of Chap.
Okay.
So now that Chap's
sound has been quieted, his face returns to facing forward and deadpan. No look on Talroth's face.
So I want to, like...
the clone of Talroth's face.
I wanted to give a beat for that weird situation, but then I also want to motion everybody towards the Icarus glob that I heard the whimpering from. And I'm going to motion and point, but I'm going to stay back so that if they approach it, then they'll be able to hear it once they exit my sphere.
As well as the Wall of Silence, I believe, makes it so that no sound can go past it. You are effectively silencing the group while they can be outside of the silence spell.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm standing back kind of near the clone, and I motion you guys towards the...
Yes. As you are walking towards the Talroth clone case, you find 6 buckets that are just placed on the floor. Each of them seem to have Icarus residue on the outer edges of them. Let's join the rest of the 3 of you. What are you guys doing?
Walking towards what she pointed at.
Hoping that I hear Delry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Dad. This is all my fault. I'm here.
Delry. Are you all right?
Dad?
Yes. Yes, I'm on the other side of this wall. I don't know how to get to you.
Dad, please don't get near me. Dad, I'm a monster.
No, that's fine.
No, it's my fault, Dad. It's my fault that you're here. It's my fault that I'm here.
No. Chap, do you know how to get past this wall?
This is weird. Delry usually isn't grounded like this. Why is he grounded? Why are you grounding him?
Are we sure this is not a trick? Is this Delry? Do you know?
Delry, have you seen Mom recently?
No.
You haven't seen her. When's the last time you saw Alaria?
Dad, I've been here for so long. I don't know what I'm doing in here. Well, I don't know how to get out.
I'm more than happy to catch you up. Can you get over to this side of the wall?
Dad, I'm stuck.
I'm gonna try to just shove my pike and like start tearing down part of this wall.
Roll me an attack.
That's 20 to hit.
Your glaive pings off of this Icarus substance. With a successful hit, your glaive does not take any negative damage. However, it seems that this Icar has hardened to an effect that it is unable to be easily pulled away.
Javi is going to, seeing that that doesn't work, he's going to pop Finn out. Finn has been able to, of all of our resources, Finn has been able to make contact with Icar pretty successfully.
Yeah.
Get out his little, you know, data pattern thing, whatever, where I can view through Finn's eyes and see if, and just usher him, see if we can get Finn to try and walk through or get through the Icar wall.
Roll me an Arcana check with advantage.
He's gonna talk in his beep. He's beep language. Javi understands it and knows it.
That was good.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Hold on.
With a natural 20, Finn is able to easily glide through. The Icar almost looks like it's trying to envelop Finn as well as he goes through, and you are able to see on your little tablet through Finn's eyes, you see black Icarus substance for a long ways.
Thick.
Yes, and then you get to, in the center, is a massive cocoon-like substance around Delry.
He's not going to say a word. Javi's just going to hand the pad to Zell. To see.
So it's like there's an Icar wall, and then inside the Icar wall is a cocooned Delry.
Yes.
So is Finn inside the cocoon now?
Yes. So you can see bits of Delry.
Open space, Delry. Or is it like literally just fully encapsulated?
Fully closed? Encapsulated.
There's no
closed,
like
Icar.
Delry, do you see my friend in there? It's a little robot.
Yeah, I see him.
He's going to help us figure out how to get you out of there.
Dad, I can't move. I'm stuck.
Should we attempt to cut open the cocoon? I'll let you make the call, actually, at this point. I think Javi will just say,
you tell Finn what you need. He will listen.
Yes, if Finn can try to remove any Icar that might be on Delry, that would be for the best. Is there any Icar directly on Delry?
The liquid cocoon substance that you guys found, that is like the space between Delry
protecting
and,
him.
Yes, he's encased in this huge ichor cocoon that on the very inside has a very thin layer of this
don't remove
liquid.
It. Don't remove it.
Is that him?
Yeah. Yes.
That is your son. What do you suggest?
I don't know how this would work. For Misty Step, I have to be somewhere that I can see within 30 feet.
Yep.
Can I see through his data pad, and does that count?
Yeah.
Would I be able to Misty Step, like, into the cocoon?
Into the cocoon?
Yes, but, Talroth,
other options.
You would know there is a very high likelihood that you will not make it out.
Well, then I have an idea. But every time I've said these type of words, I have an idea. It's gone a little bit awry. Okay, so my suit has also made some contact with gauntlets with the Iker in the past.
Yes.
And I've had to make successful checks, but making successful checks, I have been able to withstand the Iker's attacks to get inside.
Yeah.
I think Javi will offer to Zell.
Zell, my suit gives minor protection from the Iker, but it is no guarantee. It is dangerous. I would be willing to...
I would have to alter the suit a little bit, so tell me if this is a possibility to make space for him to fit where I'm a smaller creature than him.
I'd be willing to see if we can alter my suit for you to wear. To...
Yes. Oh. Yes.
But you must understand, this is danger. This is... Finn is a non-organic material, a non-organic creature. You are. With this, even with this suit on, and I can ward you from attack as best I can, but you will be very vulnerable.
So with your suit, Talroth, you've been able to help me in the past with dealing with the effects of the Iker. Perhaps you could also, with both of those things, it might be enough.
Talroth, but it is dangerous.
Make me a perception check.
19.
With a 19, your chest starts to burn. And you clutch to where it starts to burn, and you feel the half of the locket on your chest. And you notice at the very center of this Iker cocoon is a hole that looks to be the same makeup of your amulet half. There's a wall of Iker, and at the center of the wall is a hole that looks like it would fit half of Talroth's amulet into.
I'll press my amulet against it then.
And it clasps into place. You do not have the other half of the amulet.
I am more than happy to protect you, but are you sure this is what you want to do? How you wish to solve this problem?
It looks like you have part of a key. Do you know where the other piece of it might be?
I do not.
Think it's worth at least looking, because even pulling Delry out, I fear the Iker would damage him on the way out.
I have been able to ward creatures with protection with my equipment in the past. I could potentially try to protect him. But again, I don't know. This is uncharted territory. I have not conducted enough research on this Iker and this material to truly understand how it works.
Delry,
yeah?
Do you believe that you would be okay if I went seeking a safe way to remove you from here? Do you know if you have time? If I were to go for an hour to find the release to help you escape, would you die within that time or be harmed?
Please don't leave me alone. Please, he's coming back. He's coming back.
I'd like to make a quick investigation for any sign of the rest of the key.
He's coming back, Dad, and he's gonna hurt me.
Dude.
Roll a d12, look around for any other sign of
like
the
it.
Key or release.
Yeah, I have so much ick.
Icker.
Like Icker, dude.
This is really painful.
12.
With a 12 on a d12, that's gonna be a crit. You hear Delry.
Captain Pinkerton's gonna come back, Dad, and he's gonna hurt me, and he's the only one who I've seen in a really long time. He opens up this cage every so often, and he adds stuff to it, Dad. I don't know what he's doing with me, but I'm just stuck.
Captain Pinkerton.
Yeah.
I believe he's dead now. Or was.
He's not dead, Dad.
Not.
He's not.
Was it recent? He came back?
Yeah.
He ran away. He's hiding here.
Oh, we shall just have to wait for him then.
Okay.
Capture him.
Yeah.
We've got a young friend here, Chap. Have you ever met him?
Oh, Chap, hey. Hey, dude. I'm crying because it's cool. I just have something in my eye. I'm not weird.
Do you remember when we used to play 17 questions?
Yeah, because 20 questions was too easy for
me. Yeah, yes, you were too smart.
Okay.
Perhaps you and Chap could enjoy some of that.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
While we wait for Captain Pinkerton.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
I have an idea, albeit risky, but only towards myself. If I were to use my capabilities to teleport inside the cocoon, I could potentially lay a protection spell upon Delry and create us a portal out of here. It is not guaranteed to work.
I think that may be a good option to go to, but for now, let's wait for a little bit and see if Captain Pinkerton returns.
Do you think he will return? How long has he been missing?
I trust that Delry is correct, that he's been coming back frequently.
When was the last time, though? When did Captain Pinkerton go missing, and when was the last time he visited? I understand your want to wait, but what if Captain Pinkerton does not return?
Perhaps I could stay here, and you could continue investigating. I have some ways of getting help if I need it.
Everyone make me a perception check as you're...
Me foreshadowing. My character has a horn with which to summon help.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Just making sure you're aware that I'll probably use that if I get caught alone.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Nice.
17.
12. Everyone but Chai. Sorry. Chai, you're still just encapsulated in this silent spell, and you are just looking at Reaper Talroth, the clone of Reaper Talroth. And you notice... Chai, with a 13, you notice this clone in front of you and another clone 30 feet behind you of, again, Talroth. And the rest of you look around this room. You see two clones of Reaper Talroth. You see two clones of Reaper Dave. And you see two clones of Captain Pinkerton.
Whoa.
And I believe that is where we're going to end our session for the night. My name is Cade, the host and dungeon master of this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition adventure, and I am joined here by the players to my left.
Brooklyn playing Cha.
Alec playing Javi.
Mason playing Talroth.
And Danny playing Zilberath Wilderton.
Thank you so much for joining our session tonight. If you love this session, please consider going to patreon.com/knocked and consider subscribing any of our tiers. It truly helps us keep the lights on for our show and keep it running week after week with this fun mystery. Thank you so much, and we hope that you remember when life knocks you flat on your back, all you got to do is keep rolling, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your afterlife.